Today's episode is a replay of this past Veterans Day where Steve recognizes and compliments the accomplishments of his son John before his passing, as well as all veterans with gratitude for their service.
Daily game plan for success. It's Sacks in the Morning. Steve Sacks.
Hi, Steve Sacks here with Sacks in the Morning. Now, today is Wednesday, November 10th. That means that tomorrow is a very special day in our country. Yes, tomorrow, November 11th, is Veterans Day. Now, this is a very, very important day for all of us. It is for me as well, especially because my son is a captain in the Marine Corps, Captain John Sacks, stationed in Camp Pendleton near San Diego. And I want to spread some light on what it's like to be the father of a Marine. And my son has always had this joy and hope and all the stuff wrapped into one about being a pilot in the Marine Corps. And that's exactly what he did. He set a lot of things in place when he was young and in high school, going out and getting a job and making his own money, being on time and, you know, working hard, doing all those things that are actually characteristics of being a really great Marine, which he certainly is. But he had some things along the way that he had to overcome, like he blew out his elbow in a surfing accident, so he had to get that fixed. He had a stigmatism in his eye, and he had to get back in line and try to apply again. So he had a lot of obstacles he had to overcome. But the way I look at it is anybody that's in the armed forces has got to be highly revered simply by their dedication and their sacrifice and what they go through. And the humility part of it is something that really rings true for me, because what a Marine or somebody in the Air Force or in the Army or whatever it may be, what they're not going to tell you is some of the things that I've seen that my son has had to go through. Being an officer in the Marine Corps is much more difficult than, say, just going through basic training. And they're all great. But going through an officer's program, man, the stuff they do to these guys and women is absolutely unbelievable. I saw my son in his training being awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning and being taken to a big water area, and we had to go underwater in full gear through tubes, and they have to come out and swim the other end. You know, their fingers were broken and their teeth was shoved through their lips and whatever. Just some really unbelievable amount of training. I saw my son's G-force test, and it was one of the most gruesome things that I ever witnessed. And especially when it's your own child going through this, it was just absolutely gross. The way that his head would be compressed and all the blood was coming out, it seemed, out of his head. And his face was pasty white and scrunched up. It was just a gruesome thing to watch. And I got to tell you that my son came through it with flying colors. And what he's done to sacrifice himself is unbelievable. Just know this. I know my son, and I know that you people can rest assured that he would give his life so that you could have your freedom. Put your head on the pillow tonight and know that it's people like my son would give their life to make sure that you are safe. So the next time you see somebody in the armed forces, go up and tell them how much you respect them. And that's my short for today. If you like what you heard, give us a positive review, subscribe, and share. And be sure to listen to our monthly full-length episode as well. Remember, follow your emotional heart.